Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Broverwatch podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and with me, as always, is Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing today, little buddy? We went to a concert together, and we were both not feeling too good yesterday.
I was very tired, but I'm doing good. My knees hurt.
Your knees hurt. My shoulders hurt.
You didn't have anyone up there.
No.
Oh, actually, there were those girls that were trying to climb over.
There were girls trying to climb on me for the first time in my life. Anyway. So, yeah. Glad that we're back doing the podcast. This is, for those of you watching and listening, this is going to be a very, very quick
short.
Because Calder has a place to be.
Eight inches short.
And I was a little late to the party, if you know what I mean.
No, definitely way late to the party. Extremely late.
I got caught up at school. What can you do?
Anyway,
we're about to get right into the news. There's not a whole lot of news, so it's kind of nice because we're not going to miss much. But we'll cover a couple little lickies. You know what I mean?
There's a lot of like rumors, but nothing official. So we're going to talk about one rumor or two rumors and then some other stuff.
Yeah. So to start things off, Calder, if you want to do this one. So this is why I host the show.
There was a tweet about prize money. Mm-hmm. The top five games by prize money in 2018 so far. So
top five Overwatch, like eSport.
Yeah.
Not just Overwatch.
Yeah. Well, that's the...
Just to clarify.
So Overwatch League's not going to move on this list. If anything, it's going to fall. Because they're not going to play again this year.
Yeah.
Unless they get money. Do they get money for World Cup? Maybe a little bit. But number one's Dota 2. With 38 million.
Yeah, Dota 2 I think will never be toppled. Well, no. I mean eventually. Eventually, but not for a while.
It's got 743 professional players, I'm assuming that is. And then 86 events. That they're giving this money at.
Not the least events. Overwatch has the least events, but the second least events and the least players, the most prize money. So those boys are rich boys.
Yes.
So if you like to diddle your thumbs on a keyboard or a keyboard, get into Dota because there's a lot of money there. You just got to be really good.
And the next is CSGO with 15 million. But they've got almost 3.5 million players, professional players.
Not 3.5 million professional players.
Oh, 3,500, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then
big difference.
525 events that they give out money at.
Yeah.
A newcomer appears on this list. A challenger I did not expect to see. Fortnite. Is at 9.9 million, 774 professional players, and 88 events. Mm-hmm. I did not know that many Fortnite events were going on. I knew Ninja did one.
Yeah, me neither.
I know Jenna Marbles and her boyfriend Julian played in one.
Although, I would also say I didn't know 71 Overwatch events happened. Or does that mean each day? Of the Overwatch League. No, but there were way more than... Yeah, I had no idea there were...
Now we're questioning this list. I don't even know why we're watching it. Anyway, LOL, or as some kids like to call it League, or as other kids like to call it League of Legends, was $7 million, almost 1,500 players, and then 120 events. Mm-hmm. You can see the numbers on the screen. I don't know why I'm not saying them. Not if you're listening. Oh, maybe. Overwatch, I guess that would count contenders, but 5.7 million, 1,200 players, 71 events. So I'm assuming that counts stages, grand finals, contenders.
World Cup.
Yeah, the open division stuff maybe.
Maybe. I don't know what they qualify as an event. That's my...
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I'd be very interested if they did the same list, but then also provided viewership numbers in comparison. Yeah.
There was a... I think we talked about this a while ago, but there was a poll on r/esports. Mm-hmm. And the most popular one was Overwatch.
Yeah.
But most of the voters were North American, so that would make sense. I'm sure Dota would have won if it was a mostly Asian poll. Yeah. Or League would have won or something. I don't know.
But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. It would be interesting, yeah, to have the numbers for viewership on here. Mm. And then also compare that to player amount, to event amount, blah, blah, blah. Someone who knows math and crap. Like, just punch the numbers and see which overall is the most successful esport. That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
It would probably be Fortnite.
Not the most successful esport.
If it was based on numbers, because they probably got tons of viewership this year. For this year, it was probably.
I mean, the thing about Dota is, like, you don't know how many people are actually watching in China. That's
true. Probably billions.
Even though Twitch is blocked in China now, so.
And as we learned in a previous podcast, there's 100 million people in Guangzhou.
Yep, that's very true. That's a fact. So, yeah. Anyway, now we're on to some rumors.
On to some rumors.
You want to go to the other one?
Sure, I'll take this. The screen isn't loaded, but I'll start it off anyway. Oh, there we go. The one and only Real Leak Boy says Paris team looking to field an all EU lineup. This isn't a headline I was expecting.
No, but it's an exciting one for EU people.
The only type of thing we've heard is all non-Koreans. It's like, oh, let's try and get non-Koreans. Mm. But that was like North American, EU, whatever.
Africa.
Sure.
Brazil.
Maybe. But we haven't really heard anyone say, we're going to go only EU or only Africa or only Brazil. Why are you laughing? Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Their first signing will be Ben Best, who, of course, impressed at the World Cup.
Main tank for France.
Mm-hmm. And several players from Eagle Gaming and their head coach. Several players from Eagle Gaming TV and their head coach are trialing as well.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had bad grammar, but it was fine. Select players from Team Gigante and other prominent EU players are trialing as well, so Paris will not be going full French.
Yeah. So Eagle Gaming won Europe contenders in season, what is it, season two? Yeah, season two. So. Like we said a long time ago, there's probably going to be some teams that are just picked up straight from contenders.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like they're doing that with Eagle Gaming, Runaway. I think one of the China teams might be taking LFZ.
Yeah.
But yeah. And there's also a lot of rumors about the Australian boys, which is what our next one's about.
Which is what our next one's about. You take this one.
Boston. Boston didn't say this. Aaron Halo Brown said this. It seems that Kelsey Color Helix, or Color Hex, I'm sorry, I'm so stupid.
No, you don't need to apologize. You're...
Burse isn't going to be the only... Well, he's a New Zealander. Isn't going to be the only New Zealander or ex-Sydney drop air with Boston Uprising, as Sam Face Mayweather is likely to be joining him. Yeah. So Boston is picking up these fairly low-profile...
These oceanic people.
Yeah. Fairly low-profile
mm-hmm.
Australian players. And then I read somewhere that the coach Hux, or not Hux, it's Huck, sees himself as sort of a Bill Belichick character. Now, Adam, you don't know what that is.
I know who that is.
But do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's just the best round.
No, he's the best round?
He's the best round boy. He's the best little round circle boy.
You little chub. Because he picks up these little known players and like tries to coach them and mold them because they're coachable. That's their main asset.
Interesting.
For him.
Question.
Which, yep. What team does he coach?
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
New England Patriots.
No. Huck. Because I...
Boston.
Did we not talk... Wasn't there a rumor that Huck like left Boston or something?
I don't think
so. Oh, wait,
so.
No. It was that like... when some of the players left, there was like stuff that the reason was they left was because they disagreed with Huck. I'm getting things mixed up. It wasn't because Huck left. It was that people didn't that Huck didn't like. I don't know. Never mind.
Wow, and I started ruining everything. So it's going to be good to see some Australians that aren't cussed in the league this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little exciting. We'll see how they fit with Gamsu Striker. Neko.
Why were you anything so such emphasis on Neko? You know, Striker, you know, and Neko.
Neko.
So.
Anyway.
That's it. It's interesting. Boston had a good team. They just had some unfortunate circumstances.
Mm-hmm. And then they lost. Well, yeah. And then they lost a lot of people in free agency. What was it, like 5?
Yeah.
Or 4.
Well, they didn't lose them. They got rid of them.
Juiced it, boys.
You're disgusting. Next story.
It's more of a topic than a story. If
well, then maybe this will become a discussion time, which is what podcasts are.
Ooh, my name's Adam. I know what a podcast is.
David Moschetto says, all right, I got top 5 playing solo queue only. And I won contenders last season. Can you guys maybe start trialing me for something?
Mm-hmm. And he played with...
His name's Lil Bo.
He played with Eagle Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this other tweet. A little earlier than this one. From Kefri, who says, hey, DC
Wait,
Overwatch.
Wait, we're jumping to that already? Well, that was a weird jump. We didn't talk about this at all.
No, but we're going to give them the whole scope, and then we're going to talk about it.
Well, what about Marvin Promise?
Yeah, that's after.
Why after? Okay.
Because it wraps it up, idiot.
I remember saying Kefri last.
Oh, I thought you meant like the whole.
No, I meant last.
Well, oh well. Hey, DC Overwatch, can I be involved with this team? I'm a DC / Northern Virginia local. I don't know the state codes, and would love the opportunity to try out. If I'm not what you're looking for, I understand. I'm just asking for a fair chance to prove my worth in a scram / tryout. And then Marvin Promise Schroeder says, esports opportunities are based on reputation and knowing the right people. Accept it and play within the system instead of against it. Complaining about not getting opportunities on Twitter doesn't help your reputation. If you think you are good, you will make it eventually. And then he clarified after, since a couple of people seem to be upset, I mean, though we defending anything, neither am I addressing anyone specifically. I made a general point that I had no ill
You're addressing Kefri.
A little bit of both of them. Whatsoever. I wish nothing but the best to anyone trying to make it on the scene, baby.
Now, let me jump over to the replies in Kefri's tweet. For those of you who don't know, Kefri is an Overwatch streamer.
Wait, can you just give me one thing for a second?
You just did the full thing.
No, but what do you think about people tweeting, hey, maybe like do this instead of trying to contact a team directly and just like putting it out in the open, tweeting it openly on Twitter?
Because
it's obviously play and fan support.
Yeah, if they hadn't already like messaged the team, I don't know. I think, like, there's nothing wrong with trying to get recognized as good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a little messed up to be like, hey, guys, I'm calling you out in front of literally everybody.
Yeah.
Give me a chance, which people get to in their replies of Kefri. Let me read real quick. Where they say, maybe start scrimming, dude, and get in contenders. No offense. Everyone knows you as a blah, blah, blah. Widow one trick. Prove people wrong in contenders. And then this is, this reply from Kefri was kind of the main reason. Like, people were just kind of like, I mean, you should go to contenders and, like, go from the ground up. That's what everyone else is doing. Yeah. But then this tweet is what actually made people, like, upset. Kefri says, contenders would be a huge financial step back from my successful streaming career. I have a wife, home, and bills to pay. Also, I can't simply go back in time and join. I play more than Widow and will gladly prove that in a tryout if given the opportunity. And to that, people were like, oh, I may as well just... He replies again saying, I don't see why you should be suggested over contenders players. Because there's a ton of contenders players that are grinding out hours. They've dropped a lot of stuff. They might have families and bills to pay, and guaranteed they have family and bills to pay. But they're like, this, I need to prove myself in contenders, so that's what I'm going to do so that I can get into the league. So people are mad because there's these people who have been working really, really hard to try and prove themselves, and then Kefri is just kind of trying to get a free pass because people know him.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like, whoa, let me be on your team, please. I live here. So that'd be a good thing.
I guess to clarify, I have no problem with Lilbo's tweet.
No.
Because he's saying, look, I'm good and I'm not getting any offers. I just want to be recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Kefri's like, guys, I'm a big popular streamer. And because also Lilbo did go to contenders. And he won contenders.
Which is kind of... This is also a little weird because of the Paris tweet. Where they talk about Paris wanting to take Eagle Gaming.
So do you think that maybe they offered it to everybody except Lilbo? And he's like...
Well, then there's another thing in here. And I'm not. If you, you scroll down a little bit, there's a guy named Flippy.
On which tweet?
On Lil Bo.
Okay.
And then it's just like a fart noises and then a bunch of French.
Oh, yeah.
Prout, prout. See, I don't know what that means.
Path to like fart, it's called.
Oh.
Is what Flippy says, according to my...
pronunciation? But not, that's not all what
it is. I know what he's saying. Because it's Overwatch Contenders Path to Pro, and he's saying, this guy did really well, is in the top five, and won contenders, but he's not getting anything. It's not the path to pro, it's the path to fart.
Oh.
That's what he's saying.
That's a little French humor for you, not funny at all.
I mean, I like farts. Farts are funny. It just took a second.
So it just seems weird. Like, I guess Lilbo wasn't offered
anything.
I don't know if Flippy was offered anything from Paris.
Well, there's that's the thing. There's a difference between Kefri's tweet and Lilbo's tweet. Lilbo's tweet is, guys, I went to the place where you go to prove yourself, and I proved myself.
Mm-hmm.
Can someone give me one chance, please?
Mm-hmm.
And Kefri's is, hey, guys, I haven't played pro in years. Like,
he did.
Maybe at...
He says down here that he played in a tournament like a month ago.
But it's sure. Like,
you played in one LAN tournament a month ago.
Yeah. He hasn't pro career.
It was almost 2 months ago. Oh, no, 3 months ago.
So he hasn't had a pro career. I don't think he was ever pro.
No.
But like, he hasn't competed in like a legitimate like... Like, he wasn't... I don't think he was at Apex. I might be wrong here. But, like, I don't think he went to Apex, and he wasn't in the Overwatch League, and didn't do contenders.
If he was, he would have mentioned it here.
Yeah.
When he said, I've played in tournaments and scrimmed before. It's not like I have absolutely zero competitive background. Here's a VOD from the other month where I competed against Boostio. I'm stupid. And far at LAN, our team won 18-0 without dropping a map. It's like,
cool.
Okay.
But there's also some people who just played like four full seasons of contenders trying to get into season 2 of the Overwatch League.
And then won and still aren't getting opportunities.
Yeah. And you're going, hey, guys, you know me because I do the stream on the website. Put me on, please.
And then on Reddit, everyone's like, why would you take him? He only plays Widow. That's it.
And he's like, I've played other heroes. It's like, yeah, but like, are those other heroes pro level?
Good. Yeah. And then Michael tweets down here.
I don't have this context.
No, it's in the Kefri tweet.
Okay.
Kefri has shown a high skill ceiling on Widow, and I truly believe that he could stand up with some Overwatch League Widows. I understand why it doesn't make sense for him to commit to a contenders team. This being said, I can also see why some people would want him to prove himself that way. Also, that being said, he loves that being said. Mm. A tryout is another way of proving yourself, and if he were given the opportunity, I wouldn't be surprised if he was acquired as a specialist, sub, or even better, if he proves his hero pool. And then that's very weird that a customer service branded Twitter profile said, congrats, Michael. I didn't know you could deep throat 8 inches.
Yeah, because it seems kind of like Michael's like, guys, Kefri's good. I love Kefri. And then people got mad and he's like, but like, I get why you're mad though.
Yeah.
Which,
I don't know.
Like, sure, maybe he is good enough.
But like, prove it. Don't just go, hey guys, I stream a little bit. I stream every day. And I play one character. And
yeah,
I don't know. I live here.
I think he just expected people to
rally around him.
Yeah. I think he, because like there was a big deal when DeFran was announced to maybe get signed to a team. I think he was like, whoa, people really want streamers to be on teams. If I just say I want to be on a team, they'll just put me on. And then he says that and everyone's like, go away. Go to contenders if you want to play.
The funny thing about DeFran is no one asked.
No one asked.
Just came out and everyone was like, oh my God.
He was just like, hey, I'm going to try it.
And also, DeFran doesn't have a lot of controversies. And
he used to.
From what I understand. I know, but recently.
But he's been very good for like the past year.
And a lot of bridges burned with people in the league.
Yeah.
So.
He's generally pretty loved. Also, some guy, I bet he's more than just some guy because he has Overwatch in his profile name, but
this Overwatch?
Sage Overwatch said, yeah. I hope you realize that most, if not all of the support and probably tank players too, to be honest, in Overwatch League can out-snipe you. Good luck with that tryout. And then next he posts a picture that says that he was blocked by Kefri. Which, not a good look, Kefri. Don't just block people who disagree with you.
So Sage is a tier 3 Lucio who was with i8 Esports and Augmented Authority Esports. Both, I think they're both UK teams.
Okay.
So
that gives him a little bit of credibility. He was mostly saying you're trash, and then he got blocked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let us know in the comments or tweet at us at the Broverwatch. Do you think Kefri deserves a chance just because he asked, or do you think he should go to contenders first? Do you think that Lilbo deserves a chance because he should get a chance? I mean, I guess I'm biased. I shouldn't be biased asking the question. But do you think Lilbo deserves a chance, or do you
think... what do you think about this?
Let us know your thoughts on what we just talked about for the past, like, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then if any of them are good, which they probably won't. That was mean. I shouldn't have said that. If we think any should be read on air, we'll read them on air.
Yeah.
Over the airwaves.
If you say anything other than, your podcast sucks, you big trash, then
if you say anything other than, who's Panker?
We haven't even mentioned that on the podcast. We haven't mentioned the website. Guys, we have a new website.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the URL. You tell them the URL.
It's the Broverwatch Pod C, because, yeah, .wixsite.com.
Yeah. Honestly, and I don't have this confirmed. Broverwatch Wix. Maybe that'll show up. But yeah, it's a website where we're gonna be posting articles.
The podcast is up there.
Yep. Calder already wrote two articles. He wrote one about which main tank the LA Gladiators should sign.
No, it was about what the LA Gladiators should do, and then it turned into Panker Forehead. If they get Panker, they're going to win the league.
Yeah, he didn't mention Panker, and everyone on Reddit in the comments and Instagram were all like, didn't even mention Panker in it. Although the guy on Instagram was like, didn't even mention Panker. And then he responded saying, yeah, sorry. And then he was like, no worries. Love ya. Kisses. Anyway, if you Google Broverwatch Wix, W-I-X, then like the first and second links are to the website. So
is that did I really get our SEO that good?
Well, yes. It's the contact us page and the Gladiators.
That's perfect. So you want to contact us? Search doesn't
Broverwatch
work.
Wix. What if I just search Broverwatch? This is great podcast.
Oh wait, no, these don't work, Adam.
What do you mean they don't work?
Because these are the old links.
Well then, why?
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna link it in the description. We're gonna link it in the podcast description.
Yeah.
And then click it if you want.
Yep.
Tell your friends. But we're gonna start trying to post more and get. Also, if you wanna try your hand at writing, we can't pay you because we don't even make any money.
Yeah. But if you want to just try some free writing experience stuff.
Mm-hmm. To get your name out there a little bit.
Email us at Broverwatch Podcast. Or is it the
Broverwatch? The Broverwatch Podcast. We'll put that in the description.
Yeah. Email us at the Broverwatch Podcast and let us know. Or send us a piece of your writing and we'll... We might get you to be on our writing team. Anyway, so that's a new thing we're trying. Obviously, follow The Broverwatch on Twitter. Follow Broverwatch Podcast. The Broverwatch Podcast. Just Broverwatch Podcast.
Just Broverwatch Podcast.
Broverwatch Podcast on Instagram. Podcast, or just change it to The Broverwatch, and then it's just a uniform thing.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for watching. And we'll see you guys next time. Sorry, this was a quick one, but dude, we've got lives, dude.
They might like it more, honestly.
Honestly, probably get more views. I was talking to a guy from radio who's got like years of experience, came into my radio class. I was talking to him about like how I want to get into podcasting. He's like, why don't you get into podcasting? And I was like, I already am in podcasting. He's like, But then he was like, how long are your podcasts? And I was like, we try to keep them around an hour. He's like, see, that's a long podcast. And I was like, I mean, an hour's like what we aim for. We aim for like anywhere between 50 minutes and an hour 10. He's like, you really got to have good fans for them to stick around for an hour and 10. So probably going to get more views with a half hour. Anyway.
We should start doing them shorter. We always say that. Anyway.
But we haven't been able to recently because holy crap, there's been a lot of news, dude.
I know. Newsboys alert.
I think 45 minutes is...
I have no idea why I just said
Newsboys alert.
I'm stupid.
I think 45 minutes is a good place to aim for.
Yeah.
This is a shorty, though. Anyway, thank you for watching, everybody. We love you. We appreciate you. Well, we hope you tune in next time. We hope you have a good day. Right, Calder?
Sometimes.
You hope they sometimes have a good day.
I mean, you can't be happy all the time, boys and girls.
And there's no better way to end the podcast than on a real note. Anyway, everybody, thank you for watching. We love you. We appreciate you. Hope you tune in next time.
Bye-bye.
Play some more Overwatch. Climb that ladder. Bye-bye, everybody.
I'm trying.